the Gulf Screen Guild Theater. Your neighborhood Good Gulf dealer and the Gulf Oil Companies welcome you to the Gulf Theater, the one place where you meet all your favorite stars. Tonight, we bring you Douglas Fairbanks Jr., Paulette Goddard, Frank Morgan, Roy Darcy, Mary Forbes, Margot Stevenson, and, of course, Oscar Bradley and his Gulf Orchestra. And now, your host, the director of the Gulf Theater, Roger Pryor.
Good evening, everyone. Our play tonight is largely concerned with the adventures of two violent gentlemen who lived in a violent age. The time is around 1500. The place is Florence, Italy, and the plot, well, even in those days, it all boiled down to this. Fairbanks meets girl, Morgan meets girl, both chase girl, Paulette Goddard is girl. Oh, boy. The far from innocent bystanders are the Duchess, played by Mary Forbes, the Duke's bodyguard, played by Roy Darcy, and the beautiful servant girl, played by Margot Stevenson. And they all owe their hilarious troubles to the comedy genius of Edwin Justice Mayer. Before I give the cue that rings up the curtain on tonight's play, I'd like to tip my hat in the direction of the stars who appear with us here in the Gulf Theater. Of course, this is the Star's Own Theater, and we do have a lot of fun during our long rehearsals, but sometimes they occur under pretty trying circumstances. And so today, a special bow to Douglas Fairbanks, Jr. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, our cause is a great one. All the money that Gulf would ordinarily pay to the stars who appear here is given instead to the Motion Picture Relief Fund for its needs and to build a home for the less fortunate members of the industry. And now you're about to meet history's first glamour boy, Benvenuto Cellini. Our first glimpse of the celebrated artist Cellini is more dashing than romantic as he hot-foots it down an alley in the direction of his studio workshop. He leaps up the steps five at a time and beats frantically on the door.
Master!
Amelia, quick, help me bolt the door.
Oh, yes, Master.
Angela, don't stand there. Do something, anything.
Yes, sir. What shall I do?
Well, do? What can you do? What can anyone do? Already my neck feels the hangman's rope.
Oh, you've been fighting again.
Amelia, my faithful servant, you will not fail me. Go to the cardinal. Beg him to speak to the Duke in my behalf.
Instantly, Master.
Oh, I'm a dead man.
Signor Cellini.
What is it, Angela?
Do you wish me to pose? Shall I change my costume?
Must I see you only with a chisel in my hand? You never think of me as a man as well as an artist?
Oh, but my mother...
Don't mention that hag.
Yes, sir.
And don't call me sir. It is my desire that you call me Benvenuto.
Yes, sir. Benvenuto.
Let me hear you say that again.
Benvenuto.
Oh, seraphs and nightingales, your songs are less than her common speech. Oh, Angela. Angela, I'm a violent and dreadful man, covered with the blood of my enemies.
Oh, I'd forgotten your danger.
Don't interrupt me when I'm speaking so well.
I'm sorry, Benvenuto.
And to think that you came into my life at its very end. Angela, today I killed a man.
Benvenuto? Who?
Mafio. Let me tell you about it. Aha. I was coming home through the narrow street. You know the one.
Yes?
When I noticed three fellows standing on one side and four on the other. Thinking nothing of the overwhelming odds, for we Cellinis have been famous with sword and dagger for centuries. I cut my way through to Mafio and left my weapon in his throat.
You killed him.
I killed him dead. And now the Duke will probably hang me.
Oh, when you say that, I could cry.
And if I am hanged, how long will you cry?
All of the day. Unless my mother beats me and makes me stop.
You're very beautiful.
You're very handsome.
You're like flowing gold, ready to be shaped into a woman.
I am already a woman.
You're the matin in the morning, and the angelus in the evening. The bell which awakens me, and the bell which says, rest.
But you must not come near me. My mother's forbidden that.
What do I care what your mother forbids? You must think as I think. Do as I do.
Oh!
Uh-huh.
My mother.
Oh, she must think as you think and do as you do, eh?
Yes, and not all the mothers in Italy shall stop it.
I shall stop it.
What sort of a mother are you to ruin your daughter's greatest chance for happiness?
See, Angela? He turns you against me before my very face.
Your face? You call that thing you wear a face?
Angela, out of this house!
Madam,
I've noticed of late that you're growing a beard. It doesn't become you.
Out, Angela. We are through with this firebrand.
Don't you dare step outside that door.
What do you want?
I want Angela for my wife.
And what about me?
You are to make yourself scarce. I might say invisible.
How can I give up my daughter, the light of my life?
I'll give you 30 ducats to acquire more light.
I cannot. 50 ducats.
30 ducats.
50 or nothing.
Very well, nothing.
Oh, Mother, please, you don't know him. Oh, he means it.
You have no consideration. I am a mother.
Come, yes or no?
Oh, very well. I will not stand in Angela's way.
Heaven is at my threshold. Oh, Angela.
Benvenuto, darling. Benvenuto, I... Master.
Amelia, what's the word?
The Duke knows already what you've done.
What is this?
He has killed a man, Mother.
A man? 3 men. They swarmed about me. But my wedding day shall not be my hanging day. Angela, Amelia, we leave Florence forever and at once.
Oh, Benvenuto, you're so clever.
How about my money?
You take your daughter home, put her belongings in a box, send her back to me, and you shall have your money.
Oh, good. Come, Angela.
Goodbye, Benvenuto.
And if you are hanged afterwards, so much the better.
Such a sweet soul, that mother. Like gall and wormwood.
In the street, they speak of your fight. Was it a goodly fight?
Oh, let me tell you about it, Amelia. I was coming through the narrow street. You know the one.
Do I?
And I noticed 10 fellows standing on one side and 12 on the other. Thinking nothing of the overwhelming odds.
Uccellinis have been famous with sword and dagger for centuries.
I cut my way through to Mafio and left my weapon in his throat.
That dagger now at your waist?
You doubt me?
No, I disbelieve you.
What?
You see, my brother witnessed the fight.
Oh. But I did kill Mafio.
The Duke! The Duke!
The Duke! Amelia, I'm done.
Open the door! In the name of the great
Master,
Duke!
Master, what shall we do?
Open the door!
You heard what he said? Open the door!
Cellini.
My poor house is more than honored by the presence of your excellency.
Yes, your poor house would be more than honored by the presence of any peaceful man. That wasn't bad, was it, Ottaviano?
Capital, my lord.
I fear that your excellency has been listening to my enemies.
Your crimes, your enemies. Hmm? By the saints, I grow better and better. I amaze myself.
And I cannot be peaceful when I am insulted. I try to pattern myself too much after your excellency.
Well, that's very good.
Does my lord forget this morning's murder?
Huh? Oh, yes, of course. Cellini, this morning in broad daylight, you spilled blood on the streets of Florence once again.
Oh, but in self-defense, my lord. Mafio attacked me. Attacked me with a whole regiment at his heels.
A whole regiment?
Well, perhaps not a regiment. But enough. My lord, only this I ask. Give me leave to go to France.
The King of France is my friend, and I'll not wish you on him. Therefore, Cellini, in full justice, I sentence you to the... Oh, hello.
Angela.
I'm very good, my lord.
No, not at all. Here, come closer. Don't be afraid. Well, Cellini, what's this?
She is my model, your excellency.
Oh. What's your name, my child?
Angela, my lord.
Angela? Well, come over to me, Angela.
Yes, my lord.
My lord. Has anyone ever told you that you were adorable?
I have, my lord.
Oh, yes. But you haven't listened to him, have you?
Yes, my lord.
She means no, my lord.
Who are you?
Her mother, your excellency.
Nonsense. There must be some mistake. Is she really your mother?
Yes, my lord.
How peculiar. She looks like a goat.
Magnificent understatement, my lord.
While you, Angela... Well, you don't look like a goat. Ottaviano.
Yes, my lord.
Yes, would you just see the...
Yes, my lord. Madam, His Excellency desires to show your daughter the summer palace.
Oh, I'm very happy here, my lord.
Your Excellency,
Silence, Benvenuto. I'm considering your case. You'll like the summer palace, Angela.
But, my lord, it's impossible.
What?
Well, I'm happy here. But I have friends.
Oh, the little redhead in the corner, perhaps?
Amelia, yes.
Yes, well, all right. She goes with you.
Oh.
But, my lord, I...
Quiet, Cellini. Now, you'll not be lonely, Angela.
I'm very happy here, my lord.
But what is there here that you... Oh, your mother. Well, she should come along, too. Ottaviano.
Yes, my lord.
Yes, just fetch old Goatface. And now everything is settled.
My lord, you forget Cellini murdered Mafia.
Yes, of course. I Never can remember anything. Cellini, have you finished that medal for me?
Not quite, my lord.
Well, I can't hang you until it's finished, that's certain. Mm-hmm. Just finish the medal quickly and don't leave this house until our final judgment is rendered.
As you say, my lord, you're very kind.
Not at all. I shall probably hang you as you deserve. Well, let's be off now and, gentlemen, about this little matter of Angela. It'll not be necessary to mention it to the Duchess.
Cellini.
Huh? Oh, Taviano. I'm to hang, eh? I knew it.
No. I have a plan whereby you can save your neck.
And what do you gain by the saving, Taviano?
A kingdom. I furnish the plan, and you furnish the weapon.
And the Duke will furnish the body. No, I'll not lend my dagger to design a murder. You forget that you tried such a plot on the Duke's life 3 years ago. He came near to hanging you then.
That Duke is a jackass. Be sensible, Cellini. For with your help or without it, I'll not fail this time.
Benvenuto, Cellini.
Oh, the Duchess honors my poor home with her presence.
Ah, Cellini, has that husband of mine been here?
He has, milady.
When are you to be hanged?
Unfortunately, I don't know, milady. I'm a prisoner in my own house.
The Duke left me with the intention of hanging you immediately. There must have been a woman around. Was there?
Well, there have been many women here, milady.
Cellini, you know my husband. You know his weakness.
Why, you have heard slight rumors, milady?
Rumors? Bah! Oh, Cellini, I'm tired. Tired of this constant struggle against women. I need your help.
Oh, your ladyship honors me, but...
You will come with me to the gates of the Summer Palace. Somehow, you must enter. And when you leave, the woman must leave with you.
I bow to your command. Lead on, milady. My heart, my blade, and my love will find a way through the thickets of flashing steel. Come, on to the Summer Palace.
And so our first act curtain comes down with a question. Will Cellini manage to free Angela? Will Angela want to be freed? Will I pick the winner in the fourth race at Santa Anita? Who knows?
Well, don't look at me, Raj. I'm a stranger at picking horses. Although I know a thing or two about judging thoroughbreds.
Why, Johnny Connie, hiding your light neath a bushel or a horse blanket. Well, give with the information, John.
Well, Raj, when experts judge thoroughbred horses, they are guided by what are called points. Now, to pick a winner, they don't go by just one quality alone, but by all good qualities combined. And, folks, when you pick a gasoline for your automobile, common sense tells you to use the same system. And here's how it works out in the case of that good Gulf gasoline and Gulf no-knock gasoline. For instance, take the point about anti-knock rating. No matter what car you own, no matter what road you drive, we promise you that you will be delighted with the anti-knock performance of Gulf gasolines, each in its own class. Then take another point, quick starting. That's particularly important this time of year. And again, Gulf gasolines give you perfectly fine results. Other advantages, such as mileage, power, and smoothness, score just as high. Thus, Gulf gasolines give you balanced quality, really all-round value. That's because Gulf gasolines are being constantly improved. The result is that your neighborhood good Gulf dealer gives you even better gas today than he did 6 months ago. Just as 6 months ago, it was better than the year before. That's why so many millions of motorists find that it always pays to always look ahead for the sign of the Gulf orange disc. And now we return you to the director of the Gulf Theater, Roger Fry.
Thank you, John. And now on with the second act of our play. Will Cellini reach the Summer Palace in time to save Angela from a fate worse than Frank Morgan? I mean, the Duke. Will the Duke take a run out parter before the Duchess arrives? Oh, it looks bad for everybody. Everybody except Angela, who's strolling through the gardens of the Summer Palace with her friend Amelia.
I feel so strange, Amelia. as if I were floating in midair.
I feel that way most of the time.
With me, it is only when I think of Benvenuto.
That is love.
Is it? Oh, love is wonderful, isn't it?
Angela! Oh, Angela!
Speaking of love.
Amelia, what should I do?
I know what I should do, but then I'm not in love. Not at the moment.
Oh, Angela! Oh, here you are. What's your friend's name?
Amelia, my lord.
Amelia. Yeah, well, Amelia, just go back to the palace.
But, my lord,
Well, if you don't want to go back to the palace, you can stay in the gardens, but don't bother us. And don't peek.
Yes, my lord.
Yeah, that's better. Now, let me see, where were we?
We were talking of my mother, my lord.
Oh, yes, an ugly subject. Let's drop it. thank goodness we're alone.
My lord desired to be alone with me?
Forever.
Forever?
Well, for a little while, anyway. And you, are you glad to be alone with me?
Yes, my lord.
Angela, when we're alone, don't call me my lord. Just call me Bumpy. It's my nickname.
Oh, I scarcely dare, my lord.
It's my wish, but only in private, mind you, never in public. It would dethrone me. Now, let me hear you say it. Bumpy, like that.
Bumpy?
That's splendid, splendid. Angela.
Yes, my lord. Bumpy?
do you think, I mean, could you like me?
I want to learn to like you very much.
Oh, well, that's nice.
But I don't seem to manage it.
Oh, you don't? Yes, well, let's see why not. You don't dislike my face, do you?
Oh, no, my lord.
Bumpy?
Bumpy.
Yes.
What times I even find it pleasing.
At times. Yes, well, you admire some of my features, perhaps. My eyes, let's say?
Yes, Bumpy.
My forehead, perhaps?
Yes, Bumpy.
And my nose?
Yes, Bumpy.
You're not so sure about my nose. Well, I can't say I blame you. It comes from my father's side, and their noses were notorious.
My lord, my lord.
Oh, Trubiano, how dare you?
My lord, bad news. The Duchess has arrived.
The Duchess?
Your wife.
Your wife. Oh, the Duchess. But she told me to stay in town.
But she's here.
But she can't do this to me.
Her Excellency awaits you.
It's a trap. Now, what are we to do? I mean, about Angela, I mean.
We could hide her.
Yes, of course. Only where?
I don't know.
Well, just walk about until you've thought of a place. Angela, you'll stay here. Not a step until I return, and not a sound.
But, my lord, I'm afraid.
Well, she's nervous, poor child. Well, just call your friend. She'll comfort you, but not too loud.
Amelia?
I'm coming.
Yeah, she wasn't a dozen feet away. She's been peeking. Well, I'll scold her later. Come on, Ottaviano, you must think, as you've never thought before.
Yes, my lord.
Oh, Amelia, the Duchess has arrived. If she finds me here... Amelia, someone's coming.
Angela, my love.
You, Benvenuto. How did you get here?
Oh, through rivers of blood.
Oh, but the Duke ordered your house guarded.
I killed the soldiers. Dozens of them.
You killed them?
To the last man, I ripped and slashed till a score of bodies lay around me. Oh, it was a bloody business.
Oh, Benvenuto, now the Duke will never forgive you, never.
He cannot rob me of these moments with you. I should have slain an army to reach your side tonight.
Even if the army had two men in it.
Without looking, that is Amelia. Get away from here.
Oh, they're always sending me away. To warn us if anyone comes. Benvenuto, we must be careful. Ottaviano's walking in the garden.
Ah, that for Ottaviano, the traitor. Angela, you must come away with me now, tonight.
Oh, but Bumpy told me that...
Oh, Bumpy. Huh. You got that far, did you?
He told me to wait.
He told you to wait. What sort of way is that to treat a girl, and a beautiful girl? I should never leave you.
And you would always think of me?
Always.
You wouldn't leave me for somebody else?
Never.
Not even for your work?
Not even for my... my work. The Duke's medal. I left it on the anvil.
Benvenuto, you've already forgotten me.
Huh? Oh, never, never, Angela.
Then sit beside me.
Oh, such a beautiful medal. It'll be my masterpiece.
Stop talking about your masterpiece. I'll never speak to you again.
Master, quick, the Duke is coming.
Oh, no.
Angela, Amelia, quick, this way.
Angela!
Run, or we're all dead.
Angela! Oh, Angela, it's Bumpy. Angela! That girl, Angela.
Ah!
What the? Heavens, what goes on over there?
It's I, Ottaviano. I'm wounded.
What? Oh, that spoils everything. No consideration.
My lord, I'm dead.
Really? Who killed you?
Cellini.
Cellini here? That's ridiculous. I'll settle with him later. Where's Angela?
Gone with Cellini.
Oh, that man, he's everywhere. Well, it's treason. That's what it is, treason. Here, just call out the guard. Sake, they were right here. Beat the bushes. Don't let him escape. Bring me Cellini dead or alive, and I prefer him dead.
Benvenuto.
Angela, please hold your pose. How can I work?
Oh, but Benvenuto.
Darling, I have so little time. I must finish this medal.
I don't want you to finish it.
I'm beginning to realize that.
I want you to sit with me.
Darling, I worship the ground you walk on, but I must work.
Benvenuto, you must promise me something.
Promise you what?
Always to love me.
Oh, that I promise. Always.
And that you won't work this morning.
By all the saints, Angela! Oh, for heaven's sake, find something around the house to clean, will you?
Last night you told me that you would never let me soil my white hands.
It was very silly of me.
You said I could show them to people and they'd know I was a lady.
Well, go show them to people and leave me alone.
Master! Master!
Now what?
Maestro Ottaviano in the courtyard with soldiers. Amelia, quick, the door!
It's too late. This is my end.
For once you are right, Cellini. This is your end.
Here, hangman, find a stout rattler. He'll do the job here.
Oh, darling, the Duke is here. He will save you. I know it.
I wish the Duke knew it.
Well, how nice. I was afraid I might be late for the happy event. Will somebody just bring me something to sit on, please? Thank you. Oh, hello, Angela.
My lord.
Yes, you left in a great rush last night.
I fear it was my doing, my lord.
Yes, so I thought. Are you ready, Ottaviano?
Almost, my lord.
Wait. Has Cellini been introduced to the gentleman who hangs him?
My acquaintance with him is quite sufficient, my lord.
Bravo, Cellini. An excellent spirit. It's a pity you plotted against me.
Oh, but my lord, I never did. You must hear my story.
Please, for my sake.
No, Angela. He must be executed. I've been looking forward to it all morning.
Benvenuto.
Oh, it's no use, Angela.
My lord is anxious to hear your story. If he wishes to see me again.
Huh? Oh, yes, well, all right. I'll listen till the hangman is ready. You may proceed.
My lord, it was Ottaviano who plotted against you.
You accuse Ottaviano?
Everything is ready, my lord.
Yes, but now don't rush me, Ottaviano. There's plenty of time to hang him. He just accused you.
Me? My lord.
I speak the truth. He came to me here and begged that I kill you.
But Ottaviano said it was your idea.
Lord, my one thought was to tell you of the plot. I went to the summer palace only to see you. But I stumbled across Ottaviano, and I fled.
Yes, with Angela, just when we were getting friendly.
Oh, but don't you see? I was excited, distraught. I feared I'd slain Ottaviano.
Well, you still could have left the girl. Ottaviano, what have you got to say to all this?
Let him produce a witness to his story. Just one.
Can you, Cellini?
No. Now, we were alone, my lord.
Oh, that's too bad. You should always have a witness.
My lord.
What is it, girl?
My lord, I overheard them.
Amelia.
But he said he had no witness. Where were you?
Behind the workbench, my lord.
Behind the workbench? That's no place to be. Well, what happened?
Ottaviano wanted the master to kill you. He promised him his life.
She lied, my lord.
Oh, she does. Where's your witness?
I have none.
Yes, you never can tell. Did you have a look in the furnace?
My lord, what else did Ottaviano say?
He said...
Tell him, Amelia. Speak.
He said that the Duke was a jackass.
He said that I were... He said that? I'll hang him in Cellini's place.
A noble thought.
My lord, I never said that you were a jackass.
Well, maybe not, but it sounds like something you'd say.
My lord, how can you believe this girl? Look at her closely.
Yes, not bad at all.
Look at those full, sensuous lips. The lips of a temptress.
Yes, indeed. She's...
And her form, her figure.
I was just getting to that.
Form and curve. A woman to lure men.
Yes, and I never noticed it before. I must be slipping.
How could you believe a woman like that?
Well, why would you have to believe her? Oh, I see what you mean.
My lord,
it's no use, Cellini.
My lord, do you remember what happened 3 years ago?
Of course not. You know I can't remember 5 minutes back.
3 years ago, Ottaviano plotted against your life.
Of course he did. And fancy, I forgot. Why, he tried to have me killed.
You forgave me, my lord.
Yes, and now you've been at it again. And added insult to injury by calling me a jackass. Untie, Cellini.
Oh, darling.
My lord.
Throw Ottaviano into the dungeon.
All right.
Then you are a jackass.
Oh, you. I'll. There's no thing. I'll put him in a rat infested cell. Don't be particular about his meals, and don't give him vinegar. He likes it.
I'll teach him to call me a jackass.
My lord, you ought to be congratulated. A great injustice has been avoided.
Well, I think myself I handled it rather well. Benvenuto, I should like to seek your advice concerning some new house servants. You have such excellent taste.
Oh, my lord, you may be a gift of my life. Surely I can do no less than present you with Amelia, the finest servant in Florence.
Oh, but I couldn't think of it, Benvenuto.
Oh, but I...
No, I mean, as long as you insist. Come along, my child. What's your name again?
My name is Amelia Bounty.
Not in public. Remember, Cellini, will not be necessary to mention this to the Duchess.
Not a word, my lord.
Oh, well, come along, Amelia. I'd like to show you the summer palace. I'm sure you'll like it.
Angela.
Benvenuto, we'll be married tonight. You're free. You'll live.
I'll live and work. I'll create a masterpiece of breathless, wondrous beauty. And men 1,000 years from now will know that it was fashioned of our love. Oh, Angela, life is good.
But, Benvenuto.
Yes, my love.
You won't begin it tonight, will you?
No. Not tonight, Angela.
Thank you, Paulette, Frank, Roy, Mary, and Margot, and thanks to you, Doug Jr., for appearing under your trying circumstances. And now, ladies and gentlemen, our stars step before the curtain to take part in our weekly Gulf question box. I ask the questions, and they must answer correctly or pay a forfeit.
Forfeit? Mm-hmm. Sort of a kissing game, I hope.
No, Frank, I'm afraid not. I ask the questions about Hollywood, and the forfeit... Well, you wait and see.
Say, Raj, could you ask questions, say, about the weather? I mean, I'm a weather expert, you know. Once I predicted a cold snap, and it got so cold that my uncle had to keep a smudge pot under his derby to keep his wig warm. Wigwam, he wasn't an Indian either. Yes, sir. And my intuition tells me we're in for plenty of cold weather the next few weeks.
My intuition read that in the papers, too, Frank.
Well, mine, too, Paulette. In fact, right now, we're in the midst of a nationwide cold snap that has the whole country looking for its earmuffs. And for that reason, I'd like to suggest that you give your family car a midwinter checkup, even though you had the car put in shape at the beginning of the season. Now, if you live up north, maybe you're afraid your antifreeze has boiled away. Well, your good Gulf dealer will help protect your radiator with Gulf's new permanent-type antifreeze that will not boil away. And if your starter has been groaning a bit on these cold mornings, well, that's your cue to help take a load off your battery by using free-flowing, quick-starting Gulf Pride motor oil. Again, even if you live down south, the present winter road conditions have probably made your car kind of creaky in the joints. And that's why you need to have it Gulf Flex, lubricated with the new Gulf Flex lubricant. Gulf Flex service makes any car ride easier and steer easier for a longer period of time. Yes, you get a lot more protection for your car and a lot more comfort from your car if you get a midwinter checkup at your neighborhood Good Gulf dealer.
Thank you, Johnny Conte. We had a lot more sticklers in our question box tonight, ladies and gentlemen, but unfortunately, our time is up. And so, remember, your seat in the Gulf Theater is reserved for next Sunday night at the same time when Gulf presents a moving dramatization of Private Worlds with Charles Boyer, Claudette Colbert, and Isabel Jewell. And, of course, Oscar Bradley and the Gulf Orchestra. So be sure to listen in, won't you? Good. Until then, this is Roger Pryor saying good night, everybody, for your neighborhood Good Gulf dealer.
Douglas Fairbanks, Jr. can now be seen in Paramount's Rulers of the Sea. Paulette Goddard's latest picture for Paramount is The Cat and the Canary. Mack Morgan is working in Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's Hooray, I'm Alive. The Gulfstream Guild Theater originated at Earl Carroll's in Columbia Square, Hollywood. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.